Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
You know, if I went to prison, I'd be a little piece of candy.
Be a nice piece of
candy. I would be a nice piece of candy for a
piece of dessert for some good old boys.
Some bad boys. I'd be a nice piece of candy for some bad boys.
But good old boys.
Good old boys, yeah. Absolutely.
What has your attention?
Not just the flies, and I'm just looking at the flies on the window.
Yeah.
And I'm looking outside. It's a beautiful day as well.
Two, three, four at the window.
A lot of flies.
Yeah, they grow up so fast.
Oh,
what?
Jeez.
What?
Ryan, I brought my water bottle in here.
Yeah?
And I thought that my water bottle was that one that was out in the by the table, so I just filled it up and started drinking out of it. But
no,
now
it's
I,
this one.
Yes, so this is an old water bottle I just filled
yes.
up. Who God knows how long it's been sitting. Right, the Super Megaplex is in a state of ruin right now.
Yeah, we haven't like really cleaned it.
Yeah, it's kind of a trash dump right
but
now.
But it'll get good at some point.
Yeah, it'll
be better.
For how much you're paying to rent it should clean itself. I think that okay, before you go on your little quarantine, we should just run around and make sure there's no cans or food or anything. Just toss all that shit.
Okay.
We're gonna come back in 3 weeks and it's gonna be nothing but flies. They're gonna have taken over the office.
The House of the Flies.
Did you ever read that book?
No.
Lord of the Flies?
No.
It's pretty good.
It's about kids?
It's about kids, yeah.
Do they eat each other? Do they kill each other?
They do kill each other, yeah. It's about like...
It's so fucked.
I had to read it for school.
Is it a YA novel? Or is it like...
It's not like a kid's book.
It's mature.
Yeah, it's... Well, I think it's... What's it about? It's about kids that get stranded on an island and then they like become very tribalistic and return to like... roots of human nature and then kill each other and shit. It's pretty good. I liked it a lot.
And eat each other?
I don't remember if anyone eats each other. Mm. There's a character that's fat and they refer to him as like Porky or something, a pig.
Well,
he gets his head smashed in with a rock. Sorry if you're reading it for
his
school.
His head smashed in.
They drop a rock from a high...
So they can eat him.
Probably. But if you guys have to read that for summer reading, I just spoiled the ending, so there you go.
Sorry, whoopsies.
Here, actually, let's do them all a favor and spoil the ending of most summer reading books right now that you would have to read. I don't remember any summer reading books.
Neither do I. One I don't want to say because the name has a slur in it. The second word is boy. The first word starts with a K.
Oh, the type of probiotic drink?
Yes.
Same word?
Yeah. It was a good book.
I never had to read that. I had to read, I told you about the time I read the wrong book, right? For summer reading.
Yes.
That shit sucked. Because the first day of school, she hands out the test and I was like, uh-oh.
I didn't much care for summer reading as a child.
Dude, I hated summer reading.
Reading what I wanted to. How come I can't just write, read what I like?
Exactly. Let me fucking read.
You're teaching me not to like to read.
You're teaching me not to like to read. I don't like read. Well, here's the thing. It's like, I only got summer break feels long. It's really not that long. It flies by and really it's not
3 months, right?
It's not even 3 months.
June, July, and then half of August.
Yeah.
So like 2.5 months.
Well, actually, I think yours was different from mine. Mine, Charleston County School District was usually like, actually, no, it was like very end of May. or very, very beginning
it
of
was
June.
Either end of May, beginning of June, and then it would be mid to late August.
Yeah, like the 15th, 20th.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm about to be like 10 months in school. Just let me read then. I don't want to have to do this while I have the 2.5 months of freedom.
Not only do you give us work to do after school, you give us work to do during the summer.
Yeah, I was not a fan.
I liked Clue Finders.
Clue Finders kicks ass. I would still play Clue Finders to this day.
We should.
We have a copy of it. Somebody mailed us like the 3rd, 4th, and 5th grade versions.
Shit.
Clue Finders kicked ass, dude. I seriously loved it. And I remember when I was in like 3rd grade, my sister had like the 6th grade version or the 7th grade one. And I was like, oh man, I might try it. And I remember I tried.
Was it too tough?
It was too hard. Yeah.
What if it's too tough for us now?
That's why I'm scared.
We do
to play
the fifth
it,
grade one, and it's just
I'm
like
scared
oops
to play it on the channel because like we're gonna play the 5th grade one, and it's gonna be some dumb puzzle. Like we're actually not gonna be able to. You know that's what's gonna happen.
It's like when we play putt putt, yeah, and we get stuck. It's like, wait, what are we supposed to do?
You click on objects. See the unedited, full raw footage of our putt putt playthrough.
They'd be
it'd be 20 times worse. I'm sure Justin, when he was editing that, was like, Jesus Christ, guys.
What about Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? That was a series.
Was it
our first podcast where like I was like, I didn't know that we lost the Vietnam War or whatever.
Well, that's the thing. It's like I was talking to someone about this like just the other day. We're not really like, when I was in school, I don't remember ever being taught that we really lost it. It was just like,
we fought the war. Like, there was troubles.
Yeah, there was troubles.
There were the thing is, what I remembered of the Vietnam War up until like that podcast was just like, there was a war, and then there was a war,
and we fought in it,
and we fought in it.
The
and
rest, it's like, and everything after the fighting, just I don't remember.
You know, and then you later learn of the horrors of war. It's not just a simple
we tried to free them, but they didn't like it.
We freed the Viet Cong pretty damn well.
We
that
did. They're all Charlie Americans now.
Yeah.
How does it feel to be Americans, Vietnamese?
I'm sure it feels pretty damn good. I'm gonna go ahead and answer on behalf of all Vietnamese. My dad,
I'm proud to be an American.
Like, I don't talk to my dad that often.
At least I know I'm free.
And I won't forget the men who died.
And women! And women! And women!
I'm kidding. Do that at a baseball game.
Just interrupt.
Go to a baseball game in Georgia and do that. I was saying, I don't talk to my dad too often, but like, but one of the reasons is because, like, I'll just be minding my own business. Like, what are my dad's up to? And then he'll, like, text me a link to, like, a Prager University video. It's like, did America really lose the Vietnam War? It's like,
what? Was okay. The Civil War really about slavery?
I'm pretty sure that's one of their videos.
Oh, 100%.
Dennis Prager. I saw a Dennis Prager video where he's like, if I am at a restaurant and I drop my fork, they come rushing to bring me a new one. No, I don't care. I'll use the damn fork. It's like, all right.
Wait,
suit yourself,
this?
Dennis Prager.
Who did that?
Dennis Prager.
No, I'll use the damn fork.
Like, he was doing like a lecture, one of his video lectures. He's talking about like, if he drops his fork at a restaurant, it's like, they say how it's like the modern men are like pussies or something. It's like, because they won't pick the fork up off the ground and use it. It's like, I'll use the fork. It's like, go ahead. But like, usually in restaurants, it's just the nice thing to do. It's like, oh,
sounds
your
like
fork
jackass
dropped on the ground. Let me bring you a
he
new
was
one.
Part of the Facebook shit, right?
Who was?
PragerU?
Yeah, PragerU. Not a real university, by the way.
No.
That's where I got my degree. I went to PragerU and DeVry. I went to DeVry and PragerU.
Where's
see that
fucker
fly buzzing around
where
you,
where is
bro
he?
He's on the mic stand.
Okay, I
or
see
she. Or it. See it?
Yeah, hold on.
Can you smack it?
Yeah, I just gotta be very slow.
You gotta move so slow, dude. He's getting his flip-flop off. Oh, dude, this might be it. Slow, slow, slow. Oh, fuck.
Gotta move this leg down, so.
Oh! Did you get it?
So a bit landed on my foot, so he went.
He's dead.
Are you sure? I don't see it.
A little bit right here.
Where's his body? Oh, yeah, you kind of blew him up, bro.
Where's his body?
That's the thing. I don't know.
I think he's dead. He's definitely dead. Or he's rolling around on the ground.
Help! And his little fly language.
What if the fucking? how different life would be if flies could scream like that loud, like humans. So they're always silent, but if right when you hit them or kill them, like, ah! Dude, I hate to tell you this. It's like on little, your nose.
Is it?
Yeah, it's on your nose.
What is?
Part of the fly. Other side.
No, I'm just bleeding.
Oh, what the fuck?
Yeah.
That's a lot of blood.
I don't know why I'm bleeding. Flies don't have red blood. Do they?
I don't know. No. Dude, that might have been fly blood.
Was it?
Are you bleeding from your nose?
I don't know.
It's not bleeding anymore, is it? Oh, God, there's another one flying. Dude, I hate the fucking... This is the fly saga of our podcast.
I'm gonna look it up. Fly blood. It could have been fly blood. I don't know, but you didn't notice it like right after I hit it?
Well, I wasn't looking at you right after. It could have splattered on your face.
Here we go. Fly blood.
One of your greatest talents is doing those like horrifying screams. Like you're in war and you just got shot in the leg. You're such a good actor in that sense. Well, you're a great actor all around, but I think overall, like your strength is high emotion reaction.
You know what the trick is?
What?
You don't hold back, because people in real turmoil don't hold back their emotions.
Yeah.
Don't hold back their volume.
That's true. You just got to fucking let it out.
Yeah.
That's the best. Oh, wow. Your nose is really bleeding, actually. Yeah. That's
what
a lot of blood.
What the fuck is going on?
Okay. I bet one of our viewers put a little voodoo hex on you.
Why am I bleeding? My back hurts, dude. I'm turning into an old man.
Dude, someone's putting hexes on you. All right. Whichever one of you super mega fans that's into that weird teenage girl magic shit, stop it. Okay, I don't want to see my good friend Ryan get fucking shrunk down to a tiny man and have his back all crippled and his nose bleeding because one of you didn't like something he said, so you got with your weird high school girlfriends and cast a magic spell on him. I know some of you guys are into that freaky shit. I don't fuck with that. Stop
what,
it.
My pores is bleeding. I don't know why.
I'm telling you, dude, I think that one of those like middle school, high school girls that are like into witchcraft might have. You have a piece of glitter too on your nose right next to it.
Darn.
Damn, dude. Something, what? Did someone pause time and just come in here and like.
I think they're fucking with me. The flies figured out time travel.
So they're like, oh, kill one of our men? Watch this. And like, that's all they really could do because they're so small.
Yeah, they're flies.
Yeah. They probably picked up a thumbtack and flew and just. While time was frozen and picked up his corpse.
Yes.
So that's why we couldn't find it. Dude, you know what is my least favorite thing in the world?
No.
Overall, over anything.
No.
Over world hunger.
Racism.
And racism is when you kill a cockroach and you leave it, you come back and it's gone.
Well, I was about to say more common is when I see a big bug, I'm like, fuck. And I go get something to hit it and I come back and it's gone.
Oh, because you know he's like, oh, no, hell no. No, I'm not doing this.
Or like when it's on the wall and you hit it, then it just falls
it
behind
drops.
Like the TV or whatever. And you're like, I can't go searching for it now. It's just
because I'm not getting on all fours and looking back.
I know. It might run at me.
I know. I can't tell. Like, so
yeah,
when
speaking of the pussification of men in America, this
seriously,
is a good example.
Dude? Seriously?
Yeah.
Are you calling me a pussy right now?
Said it's the pussification of men in America. Getting on all fours, being scared of bugs and shit? Come on.
Dude, I don't give a fuck. Bugs are scary. I hate bugs. Well, no, I love bugs. I hate roaches. You guys know this. I got...
You know, I didn't play for like a month and I still didn't... I swear to God, I don't have a roach in my Animal Crossing home.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I didn't play for like a whole month. It felt like... Or not a whole month, but probably like 20 days, 20
something. I didn't play for
days.
like a week or so, and I came outside and I had bedhead. My character like shook it off. And like yawned.
All my villagers were like, I think one of them was just like, hey, haven't seen you in a month? They were like, wow.
I time traveled in one of my GameCube games like 99 years. And they're like, oh man, it's been so long since I've seen you. It's been 99 years. Because if you, in the GameCube one, if you would travel like 99 years, you would get this big flower in the middle of your town. It's one of those like death smelling flowers, like the big, I'm talking about like that, like South American flower that like the smell is putrid. It has flies all around
it. So you
it.
Couldn't get there without cheating.
Yeah.
Quote, unquote, time travel.
I think it was like a punishment for your town.
That's a big discussion. Are the people who choose to time travel and the people who choose not to time travel? There are different camps in the
there
Animal
are.
Crossing
people get,
world.
People
get heated.
Get really raised over it. Here's what I'll say. I think Animal Crossing is your own experience. So
you play it how you want to play.
How you want to play it is fine. There's no right or wrong way to play. Well, there's a right way to play it technically, and that's not time, not the time travel. But you know, if it makes your game experience better, Animal Crossing is about enjoying the little things in your life.
I think you and I are in the separate camps. You time travel, not like crazy, I don't think, or maybe you do.
No.
Do you?
No, I don't time travel in this game as much as I did in last ones. What I'll do in this one is more like,
if you need to move a house, you'll fast forward a day then go back type of thing.
Yeah. So I would rather go back 3 days and then ahead, so I'm still on the same day. I don't like going ahead in the days because then it ruins like the shop for me, but I'll go backwards and then forward.
Can't you go forwards and then backwards too?
Yeah, but then I will already see what's in the shop those days.
Oh,
and shit.
Okay. Yeah.
But I do like sometimes if I really need it, like if I just want something to be built, or like here's an example. I'm trying to remodel my town and move things around.
Same. I'm in the process of that right now.
And you can only do one at a time.
I know.
So it's like, I just want to work on my town. So I'll time travel for that just so I can move everything, you know? Yeah.
Part of me,
I don't think that's detracting from the gameplay for me at all.
I like, for me, when it comes to that, I'm in the middle of doing that same thing. Like, I'm moving my fourth house now, and I have to move all 10. But, so expensive. I'm doing it one day at a time, costs 50,000 bells per. But for me, I don't know, I use that time, it's weird, I use the time where I would be time traveling and finishing everything to, like, just do little nitpicky things. Like, I'll just do random things, like, I'll be like, oh, this is an area I could build. Let me give myself a little project. And so I like kind of spacing things out because I do get this developmental period of like, oh, I remember when the neighborhoods were being built. I remember when the pathways were being built. It's like over time, the small, I'm actually making my island kind of like a miniature South Carolina. You got the suburbs, the beach town, the backwoods area, nature, and then there's going to be like kind of farmland a little closer to the other shit. I'm excited.
I like it.
I've showed you some of my town.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. You showed me yesterday. We were talking about how in the code that people mined, data mined, that there's going to be like farming, like vegetables and stuff, as well as diving.
So like in the past games when you dove, what would you dive for?
There was a whole separate...
museum.
Like, it would go section? In with the fish, but it was stuff that you would get off the sea floor, and it was a whole different collectible like menu. Aside
how
from
many
fish,
how but. Many things could you collect off of the sea floor?
I think it was a lot, actually. It was like stuff like sea urchins, coral, crabs, like stuff like that.
That's weird because we have coral that washes up, but we don't have.
I'm sure they'll add it back because you could go swimming in the last game.
Yeah,
so that was cool.
So is there stuff in the code about diving? There is,
that's
right?
That's what I heard, yeah.
I thought I heard. I need to watch those videos again. I know farming is definitely a thing.
And
the coffee shop is probably going to be in
the coffee shop, yeah. Definitely that, which I was, at first I was bummed. I was like, fuck, is there no coffee shop in this game?
And there's going to be a coffee shop. Well, they haven't announced it. I don't think they're going to.
It's the same code they found the art shit in.
They're not going to be announcing that stuff, I don't think, until what? Is it June? Because I know the last update told us everything that's going to happen through June, potentially, I think. And then after June, in July, it's going to be another update. I don't know.
They didn't announce the update at the art museum until like 2 days before it happened.
Yeah.
So I think it's just on a whim. They're like, oh, by the way, coming soon. Big update.
A lot of people are upset because it's like, I already made my fucking map. Like, delegated to these certain things. Like, now I have to make room for crops.
Well, that's too bad.
I know.
Ooh.
I need to take a shit.
No way to sugarcoat it. You're trying to think of another way to say it. Like, I need to... Is your back okay? What's going on with your back, bro?
Upper back hurts. Ow, my fucking hand!
What happened?
Shit.
What happened? What happened to your hand?
I hit this part of my hand.
It smacked the doorknob as it was shutting behind you. That was funny. I got a shit too, actually. Can we take a shit break?
Yeah.
How about some ad reads while we defecate?
Ooh.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today. Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Were you raised in a barn?
Oops.
You know I have a bad back. Gonna make your big fat friend with a bad back close the door?
I was about to get up and close it. You saw the way I was looking at it and looking at you. I was about to get up and close the door. I'm sorry. We should start chewing gum on every podcast. Can episode 200 be just us just chewing gum the entire time? It's a good video, right?
Yep. Can I have a cheeseburger?
Cheeseburger? Sure.
No. It's so good. Anyways,
what country is it from?
I don't know. Well, I hope you like those ad reads, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, I hope that they tickled your fancy, or whatever else. Oh, Jesus, dude.
Sorry.
Come on, dude.
Sorry.
20 years from now, doing the podcast. Like,
so, I'm trying to quit smoking again. And it's going well. I haven't smoked one in a few hours.
This is, last week I had a sober hour.
Sober hour.
Pretty good for myself. It's like vomiting all over the place. You're literally smoking a cigarette and like coughing up while I'm just vomiting all over the carpet and smells like pure vodka. Here's my problem with drinking.
Yeah.
I find gin and tonics just to be so goddamn delicious.
Do you?
Yes.
See, for me, I think of a Capri Sun as delicious.
Like, gin and tonics just became my favorite drink in the world, and like, there's something about the flavor.
Capri Sun's good.
I love.
A glass of milk is good.
But see, a glass of milk don't make me feel the same as gin and tonic.
If it did, would you be drinking more milk?
Yeah, dude, I'd have strong-ass bones.
Like,
I would never break a bone. Yeah.
With strong bones.
Have you ever broken a bone?
No. Or fractured a bone.
Damn, it sucks.
I've been super lucky because I've been very careful throughout my life.
You know, that's what I said. I was always, I said, I remember I actually broke my foot like the same week. I was like, I've never broken a bone. That's how that shit works.
Broken my foot. No. Like breaking my foot sounds.
Ow.
I don't know. Because I've hit this bad boy.
It's not fun.
It hurts a lot.
It's not fun.
Just from hitting it gently.
I broke it and the crack went like this from this side. So your toes actually extend, like your toes don't start here. They start like down here.
Yeah.
It went through my toes, like, and shattered all through my foot in like three places.
Do you like when you break something, do you feel where it's broken?
Yeah.
Like, do you feel the crack? Can you feel the bone like grate against bone?
You can't feel the, or at least for me, I couldn't feel the exact crack. The reason I knew it was broken, well, first of all,
it hurt a lot.
It was like a different type of pain. Like,
okay.
Not like a normal pain. I was like, oh fuck, I think I broke it. And I tried to walk on it. At first, to like see,
and your body was like, nope.
Well, it felt the bones had shifted, like they weren't in the same place.
Ooh.
So when I walked, I could feel
like
they
felt different.
I could feel they were broken, and I was like
oh, it felt like wearing one shoe normally, than one with like five socks on the other foot.
Yeah, it felt weird as
so like you were off balance.
And then right when I put the foot down, I was like, oh fuck, I definitely broke my foot.
Here you go,
and I had to ride the school bus home.
Break like glass.
Mm-hmm. I had to ride the school bus home too.
Yeah,
it sucked because it was there was one class period left, and I was like. Oh, fuck. And I went to the nurse, and I was like, I hurt my foot being stupid, and it hurts really, really bad. And I hate to say this, Ryan, because I know you were talking about the pussification of the American male, but I cried.
Oh,
it hurt that bad.
Wait, how long ago was this?
Ninth grade.
You're in high school, big boy.
I know.
You're crying? Come on.
That's what I'm talking about. What I just did there. That's what that that's what being a man is all about. And to hear,
I can't. I'm trying.
No, you keep in that sound that you made when you tried to
burp. I can't make myself burp. I've never been able to. How do you do it? Everyone's like, you just swallow air. It's like, I'm swallowing
air. Swallow air.
I can't do it. Did you know that Carson Tucker can fart on command?
Can he?
He can do that, what you're doing right now with his ass.
I can't do that. I wish I could do that with farts. I can't.
It's awesome. It's so cool. I'll get him to show you next time you see him. But I remember I had to ride the bus home. And to make matters worse, I had an ice pack from my foot. And it had melted. And then I spilled it all over my crotch. So it looked like I was crying in front of people on the bus. And it also looked like I had pissed my pants out of the pain. And then my dad had to help me off the bus.
Did he seem embarrassed?
He was so embarrassed, like, dude. He said, God. Oh my God, let me get my pussy son off this
just
bus.
Just walk it off. Jesus but Christ.
He actually took me to the store to get tampons before he took me to the hospital. I went to the hospital and they were like, yep, it's broken. Three places.
Huh.
And the worst part is you have to stand, deform the cast. I had to stand on it for like a minute. So it would like, ooh, ouchie.
So it would readjust and realign itself.
Not
How
a fan of breaking
was the
bones.
Cast afterwards?
Was not pleasant smelling. Not at
what
all.
What does it smell like? Because I've never had a cast.
It's
I was always jealous of kids who got casts, though. I don't see too many adults with casts. I remember a kid every now and then would have a cast.
Adults don't break their arms as much as kids.
Why not?
Because kids do stupid shit.
So do adults.
That's true. I think your bones might
Look
be stronger
Look at Jeffrey
as an adult.
Epstein.
He did do stupid shit, but he didn't break his bones.
Exactly.
Well, he broke his neck. Or did he? We both sang a different. I did the X-Files thing. I don't know what you were doing. Are you doing Twilight Zone?
I was just doing. I was
probably
doing one
of
those.
Yeah.
Probably like.
You think Epstein's still alive?
No.
Do you think it's possible he's still alive?
Yeah. Anything's possible.
I don't think. Obviously, he didn't kill himself.
Yes.
I think he was either killed or he was snuck out and they used Anthony Bourdain's body as a double.
Yeah,
that's a real theory.
Really?
I'm like, don't bring my boy Anthony into this.
Anthony
Bourdain. I love Anthony Bourdain. Don't bring Anthony into this. His show is fantastic. All of his shows are fantastic.
Yeah, I watch it from time to time because I never watched it growing up or anything.
I didn't watch it growing up. I only watched it.
I know Harrison loves him.
Yeah, he cried when he died. He's talking about the pussification of the
American
male.
See, I cried when Steve Irwin died.
But he was a manly man. But Bourdain cooked food. That's what women do, Ryan.
I know. Dude, I seriously think out of all the celebrity deaths that have ever happened, Steve Irwin's death, no joke, no irony here, was the one that I still remember to this day and I still get sad over from time to time. And I did, I don't think I cried over any other celebrity's death other than Steve Irwin.
I cried Mr. Rogers and I cried Eddie Murphy died. That made me really fucking sad.
Yeah, same.
Because he was so fucking good in
Dave.
Meet no, that he don't dirty his name like that. Don't dirty the late man's name.
Sorry.
I cried when Epstein died. That was a rough one for me.
Yeah, you know? He was such a hero.
He was like a father figure in my life. So it kind of sucks that, you know, he had to leave so soon. Well, I will say this, Ryan. Mm-hmm. If Epstein's dead, then why months after his death did his bank account suddenly go active and transfer $15 million to another bank account in the Virgin Islands with his name on it?
That's for someone who's in charge of his accounting to answer.
They ain't gonna answer nothing. That's the thing that's so fucked up about that is like
those bills are specifically to keep the power going and stuff too. I think that's what I read.
Yeah. Would you get an email with like a wire for like?
No, but like the bill, you know what that was for? The payment was, it was for to kind of keep up the costs of that area, that place.
The Little St. James?
Because I don't know, the fucking complex he has or whatever it is.
The temple?
I think it was for power, like power bills and all that.
15
so
million?
So he can continue to watch TV.
Yeah, so he can still chill at Little St. James.
Well, I mean, you also have to think
shows.
Of like, wait, do you pay, if you own an island, do you pay, are there any residuals, like rent or?
If you own it, I imagine it would just, own generators on it.
You own a house, but you're still paying a mortgage on it, right? Or you don't own the house until you fully pay off the mortgage.
I guess if you own a house, but you're paying off a mortgage, do you really own it?
Are there mortgages to islands?
I don't know because islands are, you and I will never be in the.
How do you buy an island that's not, is it, it's in the U.S. territories, I'm assuming.
I think that it's probably like a house. It's like almost like leased out to you.
Are there islands that aren't in any jurisdiction of like a.
Like, is there any unclaimed land?
Yeah.
Antarctica's unclaimed, right? Antarctica is like designated as like a, as a non-claimed and like no one can claim it, right?
I think so.
Is that how it is?
Yeah. It's not our territory.
Yes, it is. So is the moon.
we took Alaska from Russia, haha.
Stupid Russians.
What was the, I forget what happened. Did we just dupe them because we wanted oil or something? Or how did that come about? How do we just,
why do we have Alaska? Yeah.
Because how do, like, we take it from, because that was Russia.
The corner of Canada and make it ours. I think it was Russia. Yeah. And I know this because there's a Corey in the House episode where Corey accidentally
gives Alaska back to Russia,
back to the Russian president. So Corey gets on Air Force One and he has to challenge
dance off
the dance revolution episode. Dance off. Yeah. With the president of Russia in order to get the deed to Alaska back. And guess what? Corey does it. Corey changed the course of America Russia relations after that. Corey Baxter is responsible. Like, he would be in the history books for United States Russia relations in a class about that. They would teach that, you know? Thank you, Corey.
Yeah.
Corey Baxter.
Baxter.
My man.
Corey. Corey Feldman.
I think that it's plausible.
Oops, we're being hacked live. Oh, no.
I think it's plausible that
Corey Feldman. It's obviously like him in like an anonymous mask. You have 5 hours to answer our questions or we will kill you. Oh, no. The hackers are going to kill me. Oops.
Did he get hacked live?
Yeah, when he was showing the documentary.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
When he was premiering it, there's the clip of him going, oh, we're being hacked or something like that.
But it was just like technical difficulties.
Yeah.
And dude, at every super mega show from now on, next time we have technical difficulties, we're being hacked.
Yep. That's a good excuse for everything.
Shit. Guys, we're being hacked.
What if he was actually being hacked and here I am caught, like, not
this poor man who's a victim of child abuse.
Pouring salt into the wound.
No one's ever going to believe me.
The elites are actually hacking this small, like, presentation.
If the elites are so powerful, then I dare them to give me $1 million.
See, they won't do
it. Let's see if they'll do it.
Elon Musk, call to action. You know, in a past episode, I was like, if you're so rich, you could give me a Tesla.
So easy, yeah.
Yeah, when you still haven't done that.
And it also, it'd be great PR. Great PR.
You married some bitch. And then you made another bitch for your, in your bitch ass house
mansion
with your bitchy little lips, you small little lipped fuck.
He does have bitchy little lips.
Fuck you, Elon. I wanted my Tesla.
He looks like a Thomas train.
I will apologize and take everything back if I do end up getting my Tesla, a Tesla truck. That's no longer a regular Tesla, Elon, a Tesla truck.
I could see the Twitter moment now. It's like this YouTuber asked Elon Musk for a Tesla dash dash and he got it.
Well,
great press for Elon, especially after all the
exactly
recent shit.
That's what I'm saying. And I'll take back my apology. I'll give an actual apology.
You'll
I'll take back the
sorry.
Mean things I said.
You know what? I might
if I get a Tesla truck, Elon Musk,
and a share,
you thin-lipped fuck,
a share of throw this in for your friend Matt. I want a 2% share in SpaceX. Just a 2% share, because that's definitely millions
of dollars.
So I'll do
this. Matt and I will each have a 1% in SpaceX 2%, as well.
2%.
Well, 2% is asking for a lot, but we'll each have 1%. Okay.
You get a Tesla too, so don't forget about that. Let me have
a 2%. Tesla truck, Matt. Let's not forget about
that. Okay, we get a Tesla truck.
Detail.
So why do you get a Tesla truck and SpaceX stock?
Because I'm the one negotiating this deal. If you want to step up to the plate and ask something from Elon, that's for you to do. This is my deal.
Elon Musk host meme review with PewDiePie.
Didn't he do that?
I think so.
Epic.
He also did a song.
Yeah, he did, which is Frank told me is the number one EDM song in the world, apparently, on the charts and shit.
It's crazy.
Which I don't know if I believe that. I don't know if that's what's the song called? I listened to it.
Back up, Dead Mouse.
Right when it came out, Elon Musk was like in the studio making song, and then he made an EDM bang.
Oh, that's very interesting.
He looks like a Thomas train.
Oh, yes.
He kind of has that, like, that kind of like look.
Watching him have human interaction is one of the most awkward things. Just because he's an awkward person in general, and yeah. You know, he's not a personality. So it's weird when you get someone like Jay Leno, Conan O'Brien, any late night host or whatever, or even Joe Rogan, the podcast extraordinaire. When you get these people who are very social, or at least have to be social for their jobs and the entertainment they put out, mixed with this dude, it is the most awkward shit.
I saw an incredibly uncomfortable transcription of a conversation he had with Joe Rogan, and it was so funny. That's my story because I don't have the transcription on me. But I remember someone a long time ago was like, "You see him in interviews, and he, you know, he really like he's silent for a bit, and he speaks that way because he's calculating every word because he's a genius." I'm like, no, he's just awkward, dude.
No, I know,
just like, fucking awkward.
There are times where he's thinking he'll just go. I'd say maybe, yeah. And that's what you get out of him. It's not he's thinking of this intellectual rhythmic beat to hit. You
he
know?
Tweets like the fucking, like a fucking 13-year-old, like on a Twitter account. Like, haha, meme, funny.
But hey, he's a smart cookie. And he's doing some good.
What's Elon Musk's net worth?
With the whole Tesla thing, right? That's good.
Elon Musk's net worth is $36.8 billion.
God damn. He has triple citizenship? I didn't know you could do that. South Africa, Canada, and the United States.
Wait, citizenship in Canada? Shit.
Yeah. He was born in Pretoria, South Africa. Huh. So he married a woman from 2010 to 2012, then got divorced, and then he married her again.
We don't need to get into his personal history.
Well, no, I mean, he was married to the same woman two separate times.
Oh, wow. He also has some tragedy in his life.
And Justine Musk from 2000 to 2008. Children, XAAXII Musk. Great. Fantastic.
Don't read any further.
Don't read any further. Why?
You're going to dox him.
This is publicly available knowledge.
I'm kidding. I just don't want to talk about his dead kid.
He has a dead kid?
Yeah, he has a kid that died.
That's sad.
Yeah, it is very sad. It's a traumatic event that happened in his life, and he's probably never going to be the same after it.
Well, now he has a new baby with an alien name.
Exactly.
Parents, Grimes, Elon Musk, named after Lockheed A-12X? What? Oh, they named... The baby's named after an airplane?
Well, yeah, that was Elon's part in naming the kid. He chose the plane part.
I feel like that's not really the kid's name. They just said that for publicity. But the kid has, like, on the birth certificate, like, a real name.
No, they'll go home and be like, hey, like...
Jake.
Hey, Jake. It's like, we just told people that your name was this because it's just it's good publicity for both Grimes and Elon.
Yeah, because like
that would be the smart move. I would actually have respect over. So like I'd find that hilarious. Like if I was famous and then told people like in an interview that my kid's name is Zazambabar.
Zazambabar is a sick fucking name.
No, Zazambabar.
Oh, Zazambabar is a sick fucking name.
I don't think people would take me seriously if I had a Zazambabar McGee.
Zazambabar McGee. It's a sick name, dude. I'm not lying.
Okay.
Hey, what's up? Dude, Madden's Zombabar from Superman. How do you spell it? Z-A-Z-A-M-B-I-B-A-R? Zombabar?
Z-U-Z-A.
Oh, Z-U-Z-A.
No, Z-U-Z-A-H-M-B.
Yeah.
U-B-A-R. H.
Zombabar. Dude, that's awesome.
Zombabar McGee.
Zombabar
McGee.
Then it'd be Eli Zombabar McGee.
Is that what it would be?
That's your Twitter handle.
Yeah. We're talking about my kid, not me here.
Oh, I thought you were talking about changing your own name to Zombabar.
My kid's name is going to be Zombabar.
Mine's going to be Zaboomafoo after the late lemur.
Well, that name's already taken by a lemur.
I guarantee someone's name is Zombabar out there. I promise.
You think someone's name is Zazambabar?
Yeah, it's...
I don't think anyone's name is Zazambabar, Matt.
I'm looking up...
Zazambabar.
Zuzambabar.
Bar.
Zero search results on Google.
It's not a name. Zazambabar.
Oh, maybe I just spelled it wrong.
No, you... hey, you didn't spell...
Okay, spell it for me again. Z-U...
Okay. Z-U-Z-A-H-M-B... U-B-A-R-H.
Did you mean Zumba? Yeah, no search results.
Zazambabar.
Zuzambubar. That's a fucking Mouthful. I like that though. It's a good name.
You're adding too much of a zoo zomb. It's Zazombabar.
I'm putting too much of zoo. It's Zazombabar.
Yeah, not Zazombabar.
Zazombabar.
Yeah, Zazombabar.
Okay. Gotcha.
Be the difference between like Ryan and Rian. You know, there's Rian. A difference there.
Like Rian Johnson. Is it Rian Johnson or Ryan Johnson?
It's Ryan.
I always thought it was Rian Johnson.
It's the dumbest way to spell Ryan.
I don't know why anyone would spell Ryan.
It's like
that
when people spell Brian with a B-R-I-A-N. It's like, oh, come on.
Wait, really?
What?
You think that's the wrong way? You think it should be with a Y?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
I like that. I like how it looks more.
I like it with the Y
too. I don't
more
like
too.
The look of B-R-I-A-N. I just don't like Brin. I just don't like the look of the name. But B-R-Y-A-N,
Brian.
That's a fun, that's a hit. Like, you go from B to R to Y in three letters?
Yeah, that's crazy. Sick. I like names that have letters in them, like, that aren't commonly used, like Ys and Zs and Xs. A name that starts with, like, the name Xavier, when it starts with an X, that's a sick fucking name. Like, having your name be able to start with an X, so one of your initials is X. Like, the guy that does Futurama, David X. Cohen.
Okay.
That's a fucking sick, like, how many people have X as one of their initials? Tell me right now, Ryan, how many people have X as one of
the Scientologist god Xenu?
That's true. He's the bad guy though.
Is he? Oh yeah.
What's all this shit I hear about Tom Cruise going to space?
What? Is he going to space?
Yeah, he's going to space.
Hold on, let me look this up. Tom Cruise
wants to die in space or some shit.
Tom Cruise.
I keep hearing shit about Tom Cruise going up to space.
Doug Lyman, whatever, to direct Tom Cruise in outer space shot movie collaboration with Elon Musk and NASA.
Oh, Elon Musk.
So you know how Tom Cruise has always been doing batshit crazy stuff. Now he's like, I want to go into space and film. That's going to be crazy when that comes out. They're going to do it. We're going to have actual footage, much like of him holding onto an airplane. And that's real in the Mission Impossible stuff, or falling from a very big height, like doing the skydiving.
That's
shit.
Real?
Yeah.
That footage is real?
Like, yeah.
Really?
I mean, he has a cord attached to him, but they actually film him holding onto the outside of a plane as it lifts off.
Really?
Like, he's well, Tom Cruise is known for doing all this shit.
I know,
like,
but he's I didn't know that he did it like that, though. Wow. That's crazy. So he's actually going to go to space and shoot a movie with Elon Musk in space.
Okay. Take that, cool. Flat Earthers.
That is pretty cool, actually.
Right?
That movie I hope that movie doesn't suck, though, because with an opportunity that good, that movie should kick ass. Fingers crossed.
I wonder. I mean, do you think it's going to be outer space centric? They can't spend that much time filming in space.
That movie's going to be like the most expensive movie ever to make, right? Because think about how much money that would cost to get to space. And
but a movie collaboration with Elon Musk and NASA. So like this is going to be well funded.
Mm.
Like, not only are you getting the studios in on it, you're getting businesses and corporations.
NASA's already so underfunded, though. NASA had a lot of their funding cut by the government, and I don't see the government wanting to give them more to fund them. Or maybe they would. They're like, we'll give it to if you're going to use it on Tom Cruise instead of looking at rocks in space.
Cruise has shown he is the most daring movie star around, and his preparation is becoming as legendary as the stunts themselves. Despite that, Cruise broke... Okay,
People were pissed off at him when he broke... People do get mad at him for the stunts, because I've heard that a lot of people are mad because when he gets hurt, it's like then all those people's jobs are gone for however long he's hurt for, yeah. Like all the crew and stuff and the production.
Yeah, but he doesn't care.
Yeah, well, he's rich. He's a rich boy. I don't know how to feel about Tom Cruise. No, I do not like Tom Cruise. I think he's a horrible shit human, but he is in roles that I do like, though. I will say that. And I do like him in some movies, but I don't like Tom Cruise.
He is, he's just in this void. Like, cause what I kind of grew up knowing of Tom Cruise is as a joke. Cause when I was young, that's when the Oprah stuff and all that happened. And I think like one of the main movies I remember when I was young that came out in theaters was War of the Worlds, Steven Spielberg's War of the Worlds.
Forgot about the Oprah stuff. Isn't that where he like freaked out and like,
yeah,
stood
and, like
up
Scary
and like-
Movie made fun of it. And like in the parody that he like broke her hands and shit because he got so excited. He was like, whoa!
Why do you think he did the Oprah thing? For publicity? Or do you think he was having like a manic
episode?
Because
he loved Katie Holmes.
That's right. Do you think that was like a real manic
episode? I love this woman!
Could have been cocaine.
I love her!
He's so good in Magnolia.
Yes.
As the sex.
Well, there's that other movie that you want me to see that kind
of... Eyes Wide Shut? Yeah. Fantastic. And you need to watch that.
I will. I haven't watched a movie in quite a bit.
I noticed. I was looking at your Letterboxd. I was like, last one you saw, This Is the End?
I've just kind of gotten. No, the last one I saw was Drive. I can't remember what day we watched it, so I've been nervous on putting it down.
You can just look at when I put it
down. I guess Unplanned was the last one I saw, actually. So I've seen Drive and Unplanned. I just need to get those dates down.
I saw Unplanned's just as good as Drive.
Yeah.
But I remember there were a lot of gay jokes about Tom Cruise.
Yes.
Because it's always been rumored that he's gay.
I think it was just kind of one of those. I don't know how legitimate that is, because there are stars where you hear stuff in the industry is like, oh, they're gay. But then you also don't know whether some of these TMZ sites put a rumor back in like the early 2000s or late 90s. And all of a sudden, like, it just boosts up from there.
Yeah, because back the rumor of an actor being gay was like
Will Smith is a big one, too. John Travolta is another one.
That was a really big deal back then. If like an
Kevin Spacey finally came out,
God bless him. But it's like nowadays it doesn't really fucking matter. Like the rumor that an actor is gay, I don't think really, like, people don't really care that much.
Yeah.
But fucking, you know, back then it's like, Tom Cruise is a gay man.
No, I'm not gay.
I gotta run.
I love this woman. I love this woman. I'm getting married to a woman.
In space. Dude, what if they film the first gay sex scene in space? What if Tom Cruise like receives?
If Tom Cruise will do anything, has Tom Cruise ever done a gay scene?
We both reached for our phone at the same time as fast as we could.
Tom Cruise.
I'm gonna search first. Tom
gay
Cruise
scene.
Gay scene sex. Gay sex. Tom Cruise gay
images.
Sex. Tom Cruise sex shock affair with his co-star. 5 signs Tom Cruise is gay. LA Weekly has a great article called 5 Signs Tom Cruise is Gay. Folks are buzzing once again about Tom Cruise's sexuality following his reported divorce with Katie Holmes. He's on the record saying she initiated. While we're not saying Tom Cruise is gay, in fact, we're saying he's not. Dude, wait. The article's called 5 Signs Tom Cruise is Gay, and they say, we're not saying Tom Cruise is gay. In fact, we're saying he's not. But if he were gay, and again, we're saying he's not, people, he would be 5 signs pointing that way.
So what are the 5 signs that Tom Cruise is gay?
Number 5, tidy whiteys. Because he wears tidy whiteys in Risky Business. Number 4, he's super fit. You can't be in shape, Ryan. Stop working out, buddy. It's getting a little bit gay.
Okay.
3, Scientology. What?
Oh, there's one Tom Cruise movie I really want to see, actually. I want to see Collateral. I haven't seen it.
Collateral's good. I like Collateral.
I just like the fact that he plays the bad guy. I like Tom Cruise as an antagonist.
He feels like a bad guy.
That's why I liked him a lot in Tropic Thunder.
He's great in Tropic Thunder.
I think he's one of the best parts of Tropic Thunder.
Matthew McConaughey.
The thing is, it's not his performance. Like, his performance is good, but it's the fact it's Tom Cruise. And the fact that Ben Stiller and all these people came to do this movie, I really don't feel like we're going to have another Tropic Thunder, like a movie like that, where it's a comedy essentially more born through passion and everyone's joking around, having a good time, yet taking it seriously, like creating a good comedy, but at the same time, like having, you can tell these people are like having fun with it and have a respect for it and aren't just trying to like make the next comedic movie about, oh no, I see fat women as skinny. I'm learning my lesson now. Shallow Hal.
Oh, that's what that movie's about?
Shallow Hal is about seeing this guy who's very judgy, and then he sees this morbidly obese woman as hot, sexy Gwyneth Paltrow, and he falls in love with her. And there are comedy bits where, like, he'll go through her underwear drawer, and it's, like, huge underwear, and he's like, you wear this? She's like, yeah. Then he loves her. But I think at the end, she turns skinny or something.
Aw, so, yeah. So, I love it still at the end. It's like, yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah, I know. It's like, damn, happy ending.
It doesn't matter. Let me read you the other two reasons Tom Cruise is gay real quick.
Okay.
His first wife reportedly said that their divorce was the result of a lack of sex. Really? Now hear us out. Straight guys usually like to have sex.
I do.
Especially with hot Hollywood actresses. Gay men, on the other hand, not so much. So that's a pretty damning case.
So,
but number one.
Okay. Number one.
Family Guy. We're not sure about you, but when we check our facts, we go straight to the source for all that is just in the world. Fox is Family Guy, which tells us that Mexican kids like to play with ball in a cup toys, guys drink beer with each other every night, and Renee Zellweger is ugly. It also taught us that Tom Cruise is gay, very gay. In one episode, Katie Holmes' ankle tracking device malfunctions. She screams, "I'm free," and she unleashes a cage full of hunks being held captive. If you're waiting for Cruise's lawsuit to drop, remember that Family Guy is protected under free speech rights. It's a parody. They're making fun. And in the bottom of the article, they say, so are we. So I guess the article is a big joke. So thanks for wasting my time, guys. Thanks, LA Weekly.
Wow.
Wow, I feel like a fucking asshole, like a dumbass now. I'm going to get a fucking knock at the front door. It's going to be Mr. Cruise. You say,
Tom Cruise, do something cool and come onto this podcast and to prove that you're not gay.
Dude, if Tom Cruise came on our podcast.
Just like his little, like, I'm going to show the world that I'm cool. I'm going to go on these chumps podcast.
Dude, that would...
I'm going to have a Cybertruck. Tom Cruise is going to be a guest on our podcast. This year couldn't get any better.
2020 is our year, man. I really don't think that anything would be cooler than having Tom Cruise on our podcast. Like sitting here and just chilling with him. And then
how about having Jay Leno in a hot tub?
Oh, shit. Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Right?
I'm liking that.
That might be better than Tom Cruise on a podcast.
Jay Leno, you mean the guy who's in Last Man Standing? Actor from Last Man Standing?
Yep. Well, who does he play in Last Man Standing?
His friend. Tim Allen's friend.
Every now and then he'll pop by and like, hey, yeah. I like cars.
I can't believe you and Justin saw him, and then we saw him that night too.
I know.
I saw someone else I know on Twitter post a picture the other day of like Jay Leno in Burbank.
He's always driving around in Burbank in his fucking cars.
His little Zoom machine.
I know.
His old little funny car.
He loves it. He loves it. I would love it too if I owned cars like that. I'd be driving them around.
I'm surprised.
Do you think he cleans them himself? Like, do you think he takes care of them himself? Or do you think he has like paid showroom people?
I don't know if he would actually fix them up himself.
Maybe that's part of it. Being a car person is like cleaning your car.
If he's really into it as a hobby, he probably fixes it up himself.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've always wanted to work on a car. I think that'd be really fun. I just don't know where to start.
Oh. Like in Home Improvement, throughout the whole series, he's working on that car.
Does he ever get it going?
I can't. I don't think I ever.
Last episode, he takes it for a drive.
Oh, I remember the episode where Wilson, like, didn't the actor who played Wilson died and they gave a little, like, kind of...
And Tim Allen goes outside and goes, Wilson!
Wasn't the guy's name on the fence Wilson?
I think it was Wilson.
The actor died during the show's run, right?
Did they get a new actor to play?
Oh, you didn't?
Mm-mm. It's not hard to play Wilson, though, right?
Well, one of his sons plays Tom Sawyer in a movie, so,
Oh, okay. Well, excuse me, Ryan.
Sorry, Huckleberry Finn. No, Tom Sawyer. He plays Tom Sawyer in Huckleberry Finn.
Tom Cruise is Tom Sawyer
in Huckleberry Finn, starring Tom Cruise as Tom Sawyer
and Huckleberry Finn. I would watch Tom Cruise as
Ryan's laugh is getting annoying. Why does he emphasize it like that?
All right, Kelly, enough. Do people say your laugh's annoying?
No, I saw one comment and I was just like, okay.
You have the best laugh, Ryan. Don't let.
No, I know, I know, I know, I know, I know. I know. It's a famous laugh.
It makes me scream with delight. It makes me do the funny Matt Watson scream.
Oh no, I'm not self-conscious of my laugh at all. Good. I just chose to make fun of someone who I think sounds like a little baby. Sorry. If you're listening to this and you know I'm directing it at you.
You might go ask mommy to change your diaper right about now.
Yeah, why
now.
Don't you go cry about it, you big baby?
Yeah, maybe have mama put some extra baby powder on that little bum, you big fucking baby.
Why don't you suck some sweet milk out of your mom's teat and laugh yourself to sleep, okay?
Okay, so recently Matt and Ryan made a comment during me in the podcast. My mother's dead, and I really don't appreciate
Good
that.
For her. She doesn't have to live with you anymore.
Oh!
I'm kidding.
Yeah, that person's mom is dead.
Well, it's not our fault.
We have a lawsuit on our hands.
It's not our fault.
We're going to have a lawsuit on our hands.
She might have died due to other things.
Oh. I thought you were saying the commenter was a she. Yeah, yeah. No,
the,
she could have,
the mom.
She could have killed her mom with that bad attitude.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that, and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angi.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hey, I'm Rory.
And I'm Maul.
And we're the hosts of the new Rory and Maul podcast.
That's right.
I know you're probably listening to a podcast that you actually like right now, and we just interrupted it with an ad.
That's all right. We're here.
And I appreciate if you didn't hit the 15-second skip button.
Listen to our show where we cover topics like music, movies,
yes,
TV shows, which we love to binge watch.
Of course. Just lifestyle stuff.
And give off crazy stories about our day-to-day lives.
Yeah.
Check us out on the new Rory Maul podcast. Listen to wherever you get your podcast and let us know how you're feeling about our show.
And once you're done listening to this podcast that you actually like, maybe you could check us out.
Well, as we record this, or as this is released, Ryan is boarded up in his house quarantined.
That's right.
Because like we said in the last episode, Ryan's uncle does have AIDS, and he's visiting Ryan. So,
and I gotta, and I love him very much, and I gotta keep him gotta healthy, happy, safe. I'm planning his meals out. I'm gonna feed him dry kibble during the day and mix in wet food for dinner.
Oh, you're treating him right, man.
I know.
That's what I've been doing with the kittens. Which people have been wanting updates. Kittens are very well. This is coming out 2 weeks after I record this, but they're doing good right now. They're getting their first vaccines this week, and they'll be up for adoption soon.
So you, if you're a fan,
nope.
Can what?
No.
What?
No.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, guys, bit of a shorter episode today, but we'll be back next week. Maybe we'll do next episode might have to be a Zoom call. Who knows?
Who knows?
Who fucking knows?
But y'all stay safe. If you're quarantining or having to keep other people safe through quarantining, keep on keeping on, you know?
We're gonna be out of this soon, guys. We're gonna be out of this quarantine shit. I feel like the worst is over.
Will we be out by episode 200? Probably not.
No, probably not.
But
the worst, I think the worst of COVID-19 is
yet to come. So bye.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today. The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.